You're listening to SBS News.
It was a nervous start for the Australian women's football side as Italy dominated play early in the opening Group C encounter in France. The Italians were unlucky as an early goal was called offside with the help of the video assistant referee, the first of many VAR calls to come throughout the match. At the 20th minute, things appeared to be getting worse for the Italians as captain Sara Gamma knocked down Australian captain Sam Kerr in the box, resulting in a penalty. While Sam Kerr was unable to score the penalty, a ball deflection from goalkeeper Laura Giuliani gave Kerr a second chance, resulting in not only a score to give the Matildas the lead, but her first ever World Cup goal. Here's how SBS commentator David Bashir called the moment.
And now steps up a huge moment for Australia. Sam Kerr. And it's saved. The follow-up's in though. 1-0 to the Matildas. Sam Kerr gets her World Cup goal and Australia's campaign off and running.
The Australians began the second half in Valenciennes with a lead that was needed to calm its nerves. But the elation was short-lived as Italy's Barbara Bonansea equalised just after half-time. And while Australia kept pushing in the attack, it wasn't enough as Bonansea scored another goal, this time in the 95th minute, and a winner to seal the match. Bonansea, also named player of the match, says she's pleased with the 2-1 result.
We hope to do well. We are now starting off on the right foot with the right kind of commitment by winning this game, and we hope to do a lot in the future.
Matilda's coach Ante Milicic admits his side has a lot to work on ahead of the next match against Brazil in Montpellier.
I wouldn't say a strong performance. I thought we were decent, but we weren't at our best. And in the end, to concede that late from a set piece is very disappointing. We really need to have a good look at it, have an analysis, look at the way we defend it again.
Next up was Brazil taking on Women's World Cup debutante Jamaica. Brazilian forward Cristiane led her side into half-time with a 1-0 lead, following a header into the far corner of the net. Not long after half-time, she scored again and then again, ultimately handing Brazil a 3-0 victory. While a win for Brazil had been widely seen as inevitable, Jamaican goalkeeper Sydney Schneider was able to limit the damage, holding the world number 10 ranked side to less than what they were capable of. Reggae girls coach Hugh Menzies says it's still not the start he wanted.
Yeah, you know, we got to take some of these lessons that we learned from this one and fix it real quick, because we got Italy, who they got point apiece, so we're still in it. We just got to make sure we fix our back line, sort things out.
To round out day three, England recorded a 2-1 victory over Scotland in what's been called the most intense match of the tournament so far. This match also featured the VAR system in a crucial moment, with it ruling just before the 15th minute that Scotland's Nicola Docherty had handballed in the box. The Lionesses' Nikita Paris converted the penalty, resulting in the first of England's two first-half goals, the second by Ellen White. Scotland fought back in the second half, scoring a goal in the 78th minute, but it was too little, too late. England coach Phil Neville says his side needs to work on being more consistent.
We wanted a really fast start, and that's why we played really adventurous, really high, and we got two really good goals, could have had more, nearly had a third one just after half time. And then I suppose the disappointment leaving the game, and it's the standards that we've set, is that in the second half, we need to keep the ball better, particularly when the legs get heavy.
Looking ahead, Argentina will take on Japan, while Canada and Cameroon will play out the first Group E match. Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.